Shalom. God richly bless you all, my brethren. This is your brother, Lawrence Tay, bringing you greetings from Saskatoon, Canada. I want to thank our dear brother, Brother Piri, and Brother Jesse Nzima, the administrators of this platform, for according me the opportunity once again to be able to share that which the Lord has laid upon my heart for us this week. And I trust I will be of a blessing unto all of us this week. I will entreat you to be in prayer for me. Let us all prepare our hearts to receive the engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. Shall we have a word of prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to start this daily devotion this week in your name. We pray, O Lord, that you be with us throughout the week. O Lord, let us have a sweet time of fellowship. Break the bread of life unto us, so that, Lord, we'll be encouraged as we walk this journey. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. So, my brothers and sisters, this week, if the Lord will grant me grace, I want to share on a topic. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Let us read a portion of the scripture. I'm going to read from Matthew Gospel, chapter 6, verse 10. Matthew Gospel, chapter 6, verse 10. Let's hear the word of the Lord. He said, okay, let's take it from verse 9. He said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his word. Amen. So, brethren, I'm going to take my topic for the week from verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, we know the importance of bread. The importance of bread cannot be overemphasized. We know that with bread, we have physical growth, we have energy. Without it, we will not be able to, go about our daily activities. Amen. Even the Lord Jesus, one time, he himself, he fasted and prayed. And after the fast, Satan came to tempt him. And he said, if you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. But the Lord Jesus rebuked Satan. He said, get thee behind me. Man shall not live by bread alone. Amen. And also we know of the Genesis story. God, who always desired to have a family, created our first parents and placed them in the garden. And For as much as they were in obedience unto him, they live a very joyous life. They live in a kind of a paradise. But along the line, they defaulted. The inevitable happened, and they were thrown out of the garden. And the ground was cursed for the sake of man. And God pronounced this on man. He said, in the sweat of thy face, you are going to what? Eat your bread until you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken. Thus you were, and unto thus you will return. And that has been it ever since. Man toys. You know, every home. That is the primary main purpose. People travel far and wide just to be able to put bread on the table of their families. Without it, students go to school, they will not be able to what? Be able to have a focused mind to study. Amen. However, is that what the Lord is seeking us to pray for when the disciples came to him? Apparently, the disciples of John the Baptist fasted and prayed. But the disciples of Jesus did not. We know that John the Baptist came to introduce the Lord Jesus. And at the time that John the Baptist started his ministry, Jesus also was also around. And so when he introduced Jesus, the disciples of John followed Jesus. But then they realized that Jesus was not what? The disciples of John fasted and prayed because the disciples of John taught his disciples how to pray. And so when it came to Jesus, Jesus outlined by divine wisdom, he arranged these prayers in an orderly manner. He spoke of the heavenly, the kingdom of God should come. They should not be led into temptation. And finally, he said we should pray daily for our bread. Amen. Daily for our bread. Somewhere in the book of Proverbs also, it is said that remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or else I be poor and still and take the name of the Lord my God in vain. Hallelujah. So there is a need for us to maintain a certain balance in our walk with God. Man shall not live on bread alone. Bread, which is very important. Our focus here on earth is not that physical bread that we desire. God or the Lord was pointing us to something that is going to sustain us spiritually. Why? This is because of what? The perpetuity of the kingdom and the indivisibility of the body of Jesus Christ. the Lord's body is one. The Bible says one Lord, one baptism, one faith. You know, so this bread goes beyond the physical. That is why the Lord is telling us we should pray daily for this bread. Daily, give us this day. What day are we living in? Amen. Do we really know our day and its message? Amen. We live at a time, the age of the Laodiceans, people's rights. People want to have their rights. They want to do what they want to do. They don't know what the Lord is doing in their time. Amen. In the book of Revelation, the Lord is saying that what? I am standing outside. Outside the door, knocking. Brothers and sisters, are we willing to open the door of our heart unto the Lord? He's waiting, willing to come in and dine with us. Amen. That is what the Lord is requiring of us, that we should pray. Do we know the plans that the Lord has for us? Are we walking in the divine revelation of the Word of God? Are we constantly redeeming the time? Are we constantly yielding our members to the leadership of the Spirit? I believe sincerely that is the daily bread that God is talking about, that we should pray for this daily bread. In the same Matthew Gospel, he said, we should seek first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto us. Amen. So he went on to say that we should consider the lilies, the birds of the air, the lilies of the valley, the birds, they toil not, but our Lord, our good Lord, feeds them. How much more will our Heavenly Father not take care of us? Amen. Amen. The bride, when in those days when Jesus was with them, he said the disciples of John, they prayed, but I am with you. But a time is going to come that I will be taken away, and those days you are going to fast and pray. So this is the day that the Lord has made, my brothers and sisters, that we should seek him, continually seek him, continually make sure of our calling and election is sure, that when he should appear, we should not find ourselves wanting. By God's grace, daily devotion platform has been created where daily we come and have a bread, something that will sustain us for the rest of the day. That is what the Lord is entreating us. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day. We don't want to have more than enough. Each day of our life, we don't want to have it and hoard it, as we are going to look at other places in the scriptures. We are going to delve into it and find out what actually this daily bread is. So my brothers and sisters, this is the introduction to our sharing this week. Give us this day our daily bread. The church of the Laodiceans, the Laodicean age. Do we know our age? Do we know the message that God has given unto us? God, by God's divine purpose, has raised a prophet who is to point us back unto the word. That which was lost from the beginning, God is going to restore it unto us if we avail ourselves unto him daily. So, it's going to be, give us this day our daily bread. Hallelujah. The Jews live under the old dispensation, and they were under the law. But we, by the grace of God, have been introduced to Jesus Christ, who is entreating us to pray for our daily bread. If we know our day, if you know, we know the plan of God for us, it is only then that we'll be able to know what to do, how to pray, and that daily bread will be our portion. May the Lord bless you as you go through your day, and by the God willing, we will continue from where we left off today. Shalom and God bless. Amen.